Hello and welcome to the DMOB podcast, weekly smartphone and tech news from around the UK.
You are watching Direct Mobiles TV and we have just been officially blown away by the new iPhone 11, iPhone 11 Pro and iPhone 11 Pro Max. There's so much to get into, so let's dive in straight away and start with the iPhone 11. The spiritual successor to the iPhone XR, and like that device, the iPhone 11 uses an aluminium frame with glass that has been strengthened down to the atomic level. With a price starting from £729, we feel that this again could be the most popular iPhone in the series, and possibly ever. For that price, we get a 6.1-inch liquid retina display, we get faster Face ID and water and dust resistance up to a depth of 2 meters for up to 30 minutes. The camera system has two 12-megapixel sensors, one wide-angle with an f1.8 lens, and a 26mm full-frame equivalent focal length, which is paired with another 12-megapixel sensor, but this time it's an ultra-wide-angle lens with a 13mm focal length and an f2.4 aperture. The incredibly powerful A13 Bionic chip, which I will come to in more detail in a bit, uses a next-generation image signal processor, which benefits from semantic rendering to be able to isolate your subject better. For the first time in an iPhone device, portrait mode is able to recognize objects rather than just faces, so now you can get those blurry background shots of anything rather than just people. Another first for iPhone is night mode, which will be automatically activated when the device recognizes that a scene is too dark for a regular photo. Its video abilities really impressed us, with 4K video at 60 frames per second, slow motion video, time-lapse, cinematic video stabilization, and an extended dynamic range delivering pro-level performance at 4K. 4K is also available with the front camera now at 30 frames per second, as well as slow feeds or slow motion selfies. And when it comes to the battery life, there's good news. This iPhone 11 will have 1 hour more battery life than the iPhone XR. That's all very impressive, but we're only just getting started. The new iPhone 11 Pro and the iPhone 11 Pro Max trump that 1 hour extra battery life by quite a big margin. Thanks to clever power savings within the new A13 Bionic chip and a larger yet unspecified battery capacity, the iPhone 11 Pro has an amazing 4 hours more battery life than the iPhone XS, and the Pro Max has 5 hours more battery. What's more, we finally get an 18-watt fast charger supplied in the box. The new Pro devices use a 6.5-inch and a 5.8-inch Super Retina XDR display, covered front to back in the same ultra-tough curved 3D glass as the iPhone 11, but instead of aluminium, the iPhone 11 Pros use surgical-grade stainless steel. The incredible new display has a contrast ratio of 2 million to 1 and peak brightness of an amazing 1200 nits, yet it's 15% more energy efficient than the previous generation. It naturally supports HDR10 and Dolby Vision, as well as Dolby Atmos, and the new iPhones use spatial audio for an immersive sound. The new A13 Bionic chip is by far and away the most powerful chip in any mobile device, with a total of 8.5 billion transistors etched onto it. And Apple's extremely talented engineers have also made it the most efficient, with a 20% performance boost and up to 40% less power consumption than the A12 Bionic, which incidentally is still comparable performance-wise to any Android chip that's available right now. As you would expect, the brand new triple camera system is extremely impressive. Three 12-megapixel sensors, a wide-angle with a 26mm focal length f1.8 lens, a 52mm telephoto lens at f2.0, and finally the 13mm ultra-wide-angle camera with f2.4 brightness. Optically, there's a 4x zoom range. Apple continue their reputation of having the best smartphone camera in the world for video. Perfectly stable 4K video at 60 frames per second is available here with its cinematic stabilization. They also mentioned that if you install Filmic Pro from the App Store, as well as having all the cinematic filmmaking tools that that app provides, Filmic Pro on iPhone 11 will allow you to shoot with multiple lenses at the same time, giving you different perspectives all in one shot, and it will even work with the front camera. Thanks to that new image signal processor built onto the chipset, the camera really does have some very intelligent processing features. During the keynote, they explained that an update is coming this autumn that will bring a feature called Deep Fusion. This ingenious bit of software engineering takes a total of 9 shots, 4 short exposures before and 4 longer ones after. It then uses machine learning to analyze each shot, selecting and comparing pixels and combining the best of what was captured to give you the perfect shot in poor conditions. So all your shots should stay blur-free, whether that be out in the bright sunshine or taken by candlelight. So how much are we looking at for all of this tech? Well, it's pretty much the same as last year's flagships, starting at £1,049 for iPhone 11 Pro, and £1,149 for iPhone 11 Pro Max. The general consensus here at Direct Mobiles is that Apple have knocked it out of the park. Three incredible devices that we are certain people will love and undoubtedly be getting the full Direct Mobiles review treatment very soon. So make sure that you're subbed because you really don't want to miss out. If you're impressed by the new iPhones, leave us a like and let us know why in the comments below. With our 24 years of award-winning customer service, you can find your next phone at Direct Mobiles.
Okay, that's it for this week. If you like what you hear, hit subscribe and we can keep you updated on all the latest smartphone news and reviews as kind of new stuff's announced. Would love it if you could leave a review. We're totally new to this podcasting thing, so any feedback, things you'd like to hear more of or less of would really be appreciated. If you want to kind of find out more about us, head to directmobiles.co.uk. That's our website, that's the home of our blog, news updates, latest offers across Samsung, Apple, Huawei, Sony, EE, Vodafone. They're all on there at directmobiles.co.uk. You'll also find us on YouTube. Just search for Direct Mobiles TV, where you'll find unboxings and handset reviews, all the latest phones. Our new reviews of the iPhone XS and XR have just gone live on there. You'll find us on Facebook as well, Direct Mobiles UK. Twitter, we're Direct Mobiles UK. Instagram, Direct Mobiles. So wherever you hang out on social media and that, we're around. So thanks for listening and we'll see you soon. Cheers.